Okay. Hey, Kyle
Hi.
Curl.
Yes.
We have a going here.
Yeah.
So, can you hear me still?
I can. Yes, I can hear you great.
Good. Very good. We're going to be talking, listeners, about LaSauce and Company. And I'm going to say this. I don't usually start out with this, but I'm going to say that I have tried this product, and it is truly what it says it is, and it's superior. So there we are. And what do you do in terms of this company, Kyle?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me today. Yeah, I am the founder of the company. And what that means today is I do quite a bit and sometimes a little bit of everything, but sometimes I'm the person who comes up with recipes and ideas. Sometimes I work on marketing, sometimes I work on production planning, sometimes I'm doing the books. I'm doing a little bit of everything on our family business.
Well, can you take us back a little bit as to what gave you the idea for this? How did the whole concept of sauce, the sauce, come about?
So for whatever reason, I have I love food. And I started working in food at a restaurant when I was 13 years old,
Wow.
and I have been working. I worked in restaurants until the day I graduated from college, and then at that point I said, "Well, I no longer need to work in food anymore." And a couple of weeks later, I was working for a big food company in consumer food that you find in the grocery store.
Huh?
And so I just have, I mean, I love food. It's been a part of what I do. What I really enjoy doing is I just love cooking and serving people. And
Wow.
people who were at our house would always come over and they would ask, they said, "Hey, why don't you bottle this or that and sell it in the store?" And I said, "Well, I'm in the food business and it's very hard to do." And so
I love
finally,
that.
yeah. So finally,
I'm trying to
go ahead.
remember if we recorded my saying that I was ready to vouch for this unequivocally. I tried it, and it's a quality product. It's really amazing. And my expectations were not high when I started
Oh,
because
well,
I
thank
have had
you.
so many not so wonderful convenience products,
Yeah,
but
well, thank
this
you.
one is really top notch. So you did
Oh,
whatever
well, thank you.
you did it well.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I believe that everyone should have a delicious dinner and they should trust what they put on their plate. And so we use our standards are very high for what ingredients we use, and I've been gifted an ability to taste very well. And so I just want it to be delicious and I want everyone to enjoy it and have their dinner be a little bit be a lot of it better than it is normally. So thank you for your compliment.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that it's all high quality stuff, and it may be convenient, and it is convenient because you just have it all in little packets to use. But it's also top
Yeah.
quality. You must have
Yeah.
rigorous standards.
We do. We do. We taste test every batch of product that's made, and we essentially make it in the same way that you would make it at your house. We start just with a much bigger
That's
pot.
what it tastes like. That's exactly what it
Yeah.
tastes like. Maybe better
Well,
than
thank you.
that. What do you think,
Yeah.
Rabbit?
Well.
Better?
No, I think so. I mean, I think of gravies that I have known and loved, including ones that my mother used to make. Oh my God.
Oh, that's so good.
Tell us, take take a couple of your favorite flavors, and then explain to our listeners why it's as good as it is.
Yeah,
and you should not
a couple of my favorite flavors. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the Chicagoland area with a bunch of first and second generation Italians. And I also work for some Italians. And so I love Italian food. And so one of my favorite things that we make is one of the pasta sauces that we make. And it's it's kind of a Southern Italian style marinara. And I like to eat it both warm and cold on things. And that's one of the things that I love. And then also I absolutely love our savory mushroom gravy. And it goes so well on almost anything. I even had it on some toast with some scrambled eggs, and I will tell you it was delicious. So
yeah, I put it on salmon. I actually put it on salmon. It was fabulous.
Oh, that sounds so delicious. So it's those are some of my favorites, and I could eat those every day. I don't think I could ever get tired of eating those every day, and they're just so versatile. You can eat them on any number of things, and it's just so packed with flavor that you almost just simply cook anything to go with it, and then just add those sauces and gravies to them, and it just it just turns it from pretty good to delicious in a couple of seconds. So those are my favorites. Thank you for the question.
It's really funny because the concept of Sunday gravy is totally
different.
It's not different. This is Sunday gravy in spades.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Then in my Sicilian family, Sunday gravy was pasta sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So, but thing he keeps asking me, you have to answer this, what is the difference between sauce and gravy?
Nothing. There's nothing. There's no difference at all. It's just what you call it. I've read a lot of this. If you go into Google Translate and you type in gravy and translate that into French, it just means sauce. If you type in sauce and translate that into Italian, it's salsa. If you translate salsa into English, it can either be sauce or gravy. So all of them are essentially the same, kind of the same thing. There's no difference. It's both of them are put on other foods, and they transform whatever you put them on from something simple to something rich and flavorful.
Here's one for you to opine about.
Yes.
What is the meaning of curry?
Curry.
C-U-R-R-Y.
Yeah. I actually have read quite a bit about this. Curry in the 1300s. In the 1300s, curry in some of the first cookbooks ever written. Formally in the English language, a curry just simply meant a meal. The word curry was introduced to India from when the UK was there, from in the 1400s and 1500s, and so it just means meal, and that's what it means today. It means a sauce. And it means a bunch of, a lot of things that come together. And we actually used to make two different curries, and I hope we can make them again someday.
What did you do launching your company? I mean, what did you start out with, and how has it grown?
Yeah, we launched the company And we started with just an online store on Amazon just to see if anybody would be interested in buying it. And we found that there were quite a few people that were interested in buying it. And when we first started it, our products were in glass jars. And we learned that people did not like getting glass jars broken in the mail. As a matter of fact, they got very angry. They got very angry. And so one of the things, but also a glass jar, the type on the label is very small. And so we couldn't really, it's hard to read in a grocery store because it has to be so small, you know, for a small jar. And so we said, well, what if we could show beautiful food on the front of a package? And what would happen? And so we did that. And our sales increased 75% as soon as we put pictures of food on the package.
Interesting.
And that really started to propel our business. And then we, you know, that's where we thought we could grow. And I was actually doing this part-time between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. and on the weekends when I started the company. And I was working for another food brand named Tillamook, working to grow.
Oh, we've interviewed
to grow
them, too. We've interviewed Tillamook.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I worked for them in marketing and sales. And so that's what I was doing during the day. And then early in the morning and on nights and weekends, I was working to develop this brand and this business.
Oh, wow. You might be a workaholic. I'm asking a bit much. you know, we're talking about the packaging. Why don't you describe to our listeners what the packaging actually is? Because that's part of the success of this and the convenience aspect.
Yes. Yeah. So the packaging type is it's called flexible packaging or pouch packaging. And it's becoming more and more available everywhere you go. And so it's a package that holds 4 servings for some items and 2 servings for others. And it just has beautiful food pictures on the front of it and a little window on the back of it so you can see what's in the package. And we have had some people say that our packaging and food photography, they said the packaging is lickable. And I'm like, well, I hope nobody's licking the packaging in this grocery store, but I sure am happy that people find it appetizing.
If I see somebody licking your packaging in the supermarket, I don't know, I'd probably call the security people.
Yeah, I think, and some people have told us about this pouch packaging. We didn't even think about this, is that they like it because the product is in, you know, it's in the right amount of servings, but also it takes up less room in their pantry, you know, versus a glass jar, which is round. And we didn't even think about that. We just wanted to show beautiful food, and so people got hungry when they saw it and wanted to buy it. But people like it because it takes up less room in their pantry, too, and it's convenient because it's always fresh.
You know, ditto. I mean, I can say that all that factors into my appreciation of your product, yeah. How many different sauces do you have?
Right now we have, we have 14 different ones.
Yeah, and like the most popular ones are what?
The most popular ones are people like to have a steakhouse experience at home, and so our Denny Glaze is one of our most popular items.
I was thinking of using that one. Yeah, I was thinking of using that one, and then I didn't use it because I didn't. I'm not a big steak freak, but that would help rescue steak.
Here's the ultra test. Have you taken samples to Peter Luger in Brooklyn? What did they say?
No, I have not taken samples to them. I have received a phone call from some restaurants, and they said that they were using our green peppercorn sauce in their restaurant. And they said, can I buy it in bigger sizes? And I said, well, we don't sell it like that yet. And he said, well, I'm serving it on a Wagyu steak that's about $75 a plate. He said, our cooks, our chefs in the kitchen can't make it better than what you're selling it at. And right. That was just such a tremendous compliment that I was just so thankful for.
Are you selling it down under? I mean, the world of Wagyu is very, very much centered in the steak business. In the land down under?
We are not selling it there yet, but I hope to soon after we, I actually haven't even thought about it. I haven't thought about that being one of them, but I'm thinking about it, right? Yeah, you are right on. They do a lot of that down there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I have this particular crazy madness for green peppercorns, and I'm not a baker, but at one point I thought green peppercorns are wonderful on just about everything, and Peter said, except maybe chocolate cake, and I thought, hey, that's an idea. I kept trying to talk bakers that I know into making a chocolate cake with green peppercorns, and I couldn't sell it.
I still never
have had that. Maybe you could give it a try.
Yeah, I've had chocolate cake with some hot chili peppers in it, but never green peppercorns.
Right. Now, you must be entering a lot of shows and competitions. Do you have any wins or any distinctions that you'd like to brag about?
Yeah. So just about 30 days ago, Better Homes and Gardens picked us for one of their top items in their 2025 Food Awards for Convenient
Great.
Cooks, and it's the savory mushroom gravy. And so that was awesome. And we are just thankful that they chose that. And then last year in October, there's a food writer, and she publishes articles and taste comparisons in a on an online magazine called Eat This, Not That. And she wrote an article about tasting every store-bought gravy that's available to buy. And our Thanksgiving turkey gravy was her favorite by far.
That's great.
Yeah. And so she used to be the food editor at another group called the Food Network, and she's also a trained chef. And so that was a big compliment for us because Williams and Sonoma was in that running, and Williams and Sonoma makes really good food.
Yeah, but again, I mean, I really think yours is superior. I mean, I don't know. I have to attribute it also to the fact that you're so trained in your taste profiles. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't be that, and the fact that you probably spend a lot of money on your ingredients, your base ingredients. I mean, is your product expensive? I haven't even approached that yet.
It's not really expensive, no. I mean, it's more expensive than some items. So, like, for gravy, it's, you know, it's a little over twice the price of the gravy and the Heinz jar that probably that doesn't really taste like almost anything. But it's, yeah, it's definitely not as expensive as something like Williams of Sonoma sells. So we're about half as much as Williams of Sonoma and about twice as more as, you know, what the eat this, not that person said was just gross gelatinous goo from the Heinz and McCormick people. So those are her words, not mine.
Well said, well said. We haven't told people about how to get this now. I mean, do you do e-commerce or what do you do?
We do, yeah. Our store is lasaucecompany.com, and we can ship that anywhere, and you can see all of our products there. And then also you can get it in grocery stores all over the place and coming soon to more grocery stores. And then also Amazon.com that has a good reach. Everyone can get one of our products probably within one day if they wanted it. It takes a couple more days for us to ship it, but Amazon has our product and all over the United States at the moment. So, yeah, you can – the easiest way to get all of our products would be through an online store. Our online store or Amazon is the most convenient, and then look for it in a store where you live.
Yeah. Now, I mean, projections about the future. I mean, you're covering all kinds of bases with the varieties of flavors and types of sauces. I mean, do you have a big R&D department? And where are you aiming to go next?
We do not have a big R&D department. Our R&D department is, I actually work with a company that does, so almost every, you know, it's every single recipe starts in my kitchen today.
I'll be darned.
And then we go and we test the ideas by doing online surveys. And so we actually just tested 20 new recipes with online surveys to find out what people would be most interested in. And then we hire, I hire somebody to help me, and actually they're in Brooklyn, in New York, and then they help me because they are, they have culinary background, and they're also, they have a food science background, and so they make sure the recipes that we create can go into a package through a standard set of steps, and we can cook them and then ship them to you, and they'll be delicious, and they'll also be safe. And so I need those food scientists to help me make sure that the combination of ingredients that we use stay delicious and then are also safe.
Well, you're already, like, top of the line in your product category. I mean, like, what can you do next?
We can do two things, really. It's the first one is get the word out more. And the way people discover
marketing.
New products, it's marketing, and the way people discover new products is where they buy food. That's the very first thing that they do. And so,
like, give me an example of that. Like, you mean
wherever,
at the market?
Your local grocery store. If it's not in the grocery store that you shop in, the chances that you try it are very low. And so that's,
well, I mean, you must aim for a particular type of grocery store because, I mean, shelf space is really tight in a supermarket.
It
where do you
sure
go?
Sure is. Yeah, yeah. It's I mean, it's not every grocery store in the United States, but it's the ones where there's bigger concentrations of people who are willing to pay just a little bit more for better food. And that's actually most grocery stores in the United States. There are some that we don't want to be in, but most of them actually have these people shopping in it. So there's an article that I read recently, and it said that 55% of everybody in the United States would consider themselves a foodie. But
what?
Only 10% of people like to cook. And being a foodie does not mean that you like to scratch cook everything. It just means that you appreciate better food. And those people they're everywhere. It's 55% of the whole United States. So they're everywhere.
I'll bet you're in Wegmans.
Yeah, talking to a gentleman at Wegmans right now. And he just told me that their taste panel was tasting our gravies, I believe, this week.
I'll be darned. Yeah, well,
so
I mean,
I'm very hopeful that we can work with Wegmans, because they are, they have people in those stores that almost all of them enjoy delicious food.
Yeah, they're a class operation, just like you.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
Do you have one product that you really want to get to market that you haven't done yet that you're aiming for? Hello?
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what the product was that you haven't developed yet, that your dream product you're going to aim for.
Oh, my dream product that I want to aim for is to make beef bourguignon a household product or a household dish. And I want to figure out how to...
Beef bourguignon.
Beef bourguignon, really?
Yeah.
I thought
it
really was in France, rural France. It isn't a basic product.
Yeah, it's just so delicious, and I don't think enough people appreciate it. And so I hope to democratize that product one day so that everyone can enjoy it. And I may have to do that with Costco. But, just... Someday that's a project I'd like to figure out how to do very well.
Well, you've done so wonderfully well to this point. I have all the faith in the world in you. Kyle Curl, the company is La Sauce Company, and we're here to vouch for it as it really delicious as well as convenient. It's like a lifesaver if you're going to pull something out of the refrigerator or the freezer and put something appetizing and wonderful on the menu on short notice, too. It's so nice to find a product that lives up to its reputation. So I thank you for talking to us about it. And keep us on your media list.
I will. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.